We're with Dav Watmore. Dav, thank you very much indeed for joining us. You must be absolutely delighted with the way the team has performed in the 2020 series.
Yeah, very much so. We can't do any more than win two games out of two. It was a very exciting finish, as we all know, in game two. It was a lot different to what I thought it would be. But it was good experience to have a super over leading into a big tournament like the World Cup. We don't play too many super overs, so I think that was a good thing. And overall, yes, with the three ODIs as well, we played pretty consistently good cricket.
There seems to have been a lot of passion in the way the players have played. You must be happy with the way they've responded after that one-day series defeat.
Yes, very much so. It's not easy. Only had one day between both formats. Yeah, I can detect also a fairly strong bond between the whole group. And that's very good because people need to support each other and they need to play for each other, play for their country. But as a team, it's a team and you need to do a lot of team things. And I can definitely see a little shift in the right area.
Mohammed Hafeez, he's come in, he's captained the side. He really seems to have galvanised the players. Is that your sense?
Yes, I do. You know, it's very interesting, the contrasting styles of the two captains. And it's a pleasure to work with both of them. But certainly, yes, Hafeez is new at the game and he's very passionate. And, you know, he wants the team to do, you know, as well as it can, as quick as it can. And we're showing some real signs of achieving that. So he's doing a good job.
Where do you think the team is coming into the World 2020 now? Are you where you want to be?
Pretty much, yes. You want to have some confidence going into it. There's no point, you know, entering a big competition without having some wins under your belt. It's all very well to say that you're experimenting, but still, I think it's important to get some runs and wins on the board. Where we are in the world standard, well, there is a ranking, but still, it's very difficult to gauge. Most of the sides in the world now take this form of cricket seriously, and they've got some good sides. So I think it really boils down to who can play, you know, their best cricket over a small period of time will determine, obviously, who the winner will be, but not easy to gauge form because all teams are pretty good.
How important is Monday's game for the team? You've obviously won the series already. Hafeez has spoken about possibly just changing things around with a few different players. How big a game is this and how important is it to win still?
Well, you cannot say it's as big a game if the series was won all, so it cannot be as big as that. But it's important. It's another game of cricket for Pakistan, and every game is important for us. The pressure is off, there's no question about that, and we'll be more relaxed, I would think. Yes, I'm pretty sure there'll be a change or two in the team. The specifics I can't give out yet, and I don't know yet. But, you know, it's an opportunity for us to have a look at perhaps one or two other players, but to remain as competitive as possible because winning is still very important.
What's the situation with Syed Ajmal and also Shahid Afridi coming into this last match?
Well, Afridi, he has an impact injury, as we all know. I reckon he might be pretty close to playing, but, you know, I don't think we'll risk that. Another knock on that left hand might put him back another couple of weeks, which will be very bad for us. So I don't think he'll be risked, but certainly Syed has a recurring problem with that left shoulder, I learned. Amazing, really. I'm confident he'll play, but he'll be okay.